Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Today is August 28th. These are today's vital statistics. Victoria Ann Vicky Sutton, 81, of Robinson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center, died June 14th following a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held at the American Legion Post 13 in Richland Center Saturday, August 29th from noon until 4. A lunch will be served. Vicky is survived by her husband Gene, daughters Tammy and Rich Lukovitz, Tony and Eric Raridan, stepson Todd Prouty, stepdaughter Tasha and Dave Whittington Wisniewski, brothers-in-law Felix and Alta Sutton, Galen and Donna Sutton, Sterling and Kathy Sutton, sister-in-law Sheila and Mike Bradford, 9 grandchildren, 3 great-grandchildren, many other nieces, nephews, and friends. Victoria Vicky Sutton, 81 of Robinson, Illinois, formerly of Richland Center. Michael Neary, 62 of Laval, died Thursday, August 20th. Funeral services for Michael will be held Monday, August 31st at 11 a.m. at Zion Lutheran Church in Laval. Visitation will be held Sunday, August 30th from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg and Monday from 9:45 a.m. until 10:45 a.m. at the church. Burial will follow at St. Bridget's Cemetery, rural Cazenovia. The Farber Funeral Home is currently assisting the family. Mike is survived by his stepchildren, Scott and Darcy Parrish, Kelly and Matt Hadfield, sisters Margaret Neary, Helen and Donovan Frank, Ann and Larry Meyer, Rita and Tim Coe, Kathleen and Alan Johnson, 7 grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Michael Neary, 62, of Laval. Glenn Boz Updike, 68, of Boscobel, died Monday, August 24th at Mayo Clinic in La Crosse. The funeral service for Boz will be held at noon Monday, August 31st at the Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel. Visitation will be held at the funeral home from 10 a.m. until the time of service. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery. Boz is survived by his wife, Michelle, daughter, Kristen, and Jamie Shelnut Elliott, sons Glenn Jr. and Lily Updike, and Brian and Samantha Updike, sisters Cheryl and Gary Skolbrox, Carol Updike, Zena and Vern Owens, Lisa and Tom Williamson, Linda Bader and Bonnie and Bob Payne, brothers Robin Updike and Billy Updike, several nieces and nephews, 3 grandsons, and 1 great-grandson. Glenn Boz Updike, 68, of Boscobel. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock, died Wednesday, August 26th at Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville. A funeral mass will be held Thursday, September 3rd at 11 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in St. Killian's Catholic Cemetery in Bear Valley at 2:30 p.m. Visitation will be held Thursday at the church from 9 a.m. until the time of Mass at 11. Following the service, there will be a luncheon at the church. In lieu of flowers, you're encouraged to honor his love of community and athletics by supporting your local sports team, or please consider supporting local health care providers just as they supported Dick and his loved ones. Dick is survived by his wife, Jean Greenhack of Lone Rock, children Ted and Nancy Greenhack, Tracy and Stephen Massey, siblings Janice Donatel and Steve and Luann Greenhack, 2 grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Theodore Richard Dick Greenheck, 92, of Lone Rock. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown, died Sunday, August 23rd at Amplify Healthcare in Boscobel. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, September 5th from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date in the Mount Tabor Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family. Chuck is survived by his wife, Melissa, daughters Serena and Corey Prokop Davis, stepson Ben and Jenny Anderson, father Pearl Barrett, brother Ralph Barrett, two grandchildren, many other relatives and friends. Charles Chuck Barrett, 63, of Bosstown.